Hello, this is Pastor Allen of Throne of Grace Ministries, thanking you once again for visiting our website and for choosing to listen to this great teaching titled, Our Daily Bread. A great multitude of people followed Jesus from all of the area surrounding Jerusalem. They came from Galilee and Decapolis and from beyond Jordan on foot to hear God in the person of Jesus teach them. Jesus went up into a mountain. And he spoke to the assembled, teaching them and us how to live a blessed life. We know the beginning of his teachings as the Beatitudes. You have heard these in church. They begin, blessed are the poor in spirit. In other words, those whose egos are contained well enough to make them teachable. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus is teaching as the voice of God the Father come to the earth in the flesh to tell us how we should live. In this teaching, reported by Matthew, beginning in the 5th chapter, there contain many of the best known and most frequently quoted teachings of Jesus. While he is directing us in the various areas of life, Jesus explains how we are to communicate with him in prayer. We find this teaching beginning in the 6th chapter of Matthew in the 7th verse. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as do heathens, those who worship other gods, do. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them. For your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. After this manner therefore pray you, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And this hugely important statement, give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. How many times have we prayed this prayer? It's prayed at civic group meetings, in churches, in AA, in all 12-step related meetings, and in homes all around the world every day. Most people can quote this, the Lord's Prayer, verbatim. How many times have we blown right past this simple line that is the essence of our communication with God? Remember that the teacher is Jesus acting as God in the flesh come to earth to teach us how to communicate with him in prayer. Jesus teaches us to ask our Heavenly Father, the one who created us and all things, to, quote, give us this day our daily bread. Please note that Jesus did not teach us to pray saying, give us this day our daily bread in your time. Give us this day our daily bread when we pass the test. Give us this day our daily bread unless we're planning to consume it on our own lusts. Give us this day our daily bread when we complete the process that you're taking us through to prepare us to receive the bread. Give us this day our daily bread if it be thy will. Give us this day our daily bread, unless it will harm us. Give us this day our daily bread if we have first prayed for everybody else. Give us this day our daily bread if we are in right standing with you. Give us this day our daily bread if you are not upset with us about what we did yesterday. Please note that Jesus is teaching us to believe that we receive when we pray, give us this day our daily bread. Jesus confirmed this teaching as reported by Mark in the 11th chapter and the 24th verse. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. I frequently ask for a show of hands when I preach of those who are believing God for things. This is a common misteaching in the church today. We've been taught to believe for things. Frequently, Christians are asked, what are you believing for? This belief is usually stated as, I'm believing God for that big deal that I've been standing in faith for. I'm believing God for my healing. I'm believing God for so-and-so. I know that God is going to so-and-so and so-and-so. I'm believing God for so-and-so. This incorrect belief permanently postpones our blessings. If you are believing for something, you are postponing that thing. This belief system originates in unbelief, fear, or ignorance of the teachings of Jesus. It's a way of explaining why you did not seem to have received a thing that you prayed for. The question would be stated, Pastor, I prayed for the big deal healing, money, etc., and I did not get it. Please explain. The correct answer is that you received whatever you requested when you prayed and asked for it. It was given to you at the moment you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You may not see it with your natural eye, but we do not fix our eyes on the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. For the seen is temporal and subject to change, but the unseen is eternal. We receive when we believe without seeing and live in this present moment with joyful expectation that we have already been given all things that pertain to life and godliness. If you're confused, don't feel alone. The wisdom of God is foolishness to man, and the wisdom of man is foolishness to God. Many teachers are also confused. That is why they try to explain away the truth by making up excuses for God, such as, you don't have enough faith. This is a very common misteaching. The truth is that at the moment you accepted Jesus as your Lord, you got His faith, the full measure of faith. You will never get more faith than the faith of the Son of God, which was given to you at the moment you accepted Him as your Lord and Savior, according to Romans 12:3, Ephesians 2:8 and 9, and Ephesians 2:20. Jesus came to earth and gave us a simple and effective prescription for joy, peace, and abundance in this life and in the life to come. Consider again His commandment from Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Jesus is asking us today to ask for our daily bread and believe that when we pray, we receive it, whether or not we see it. Try this prescription. You have been blessed. This is Pastor Allen thanking you for listening to this teaching and signing off.